why are we trying to build here 100 companies? Isn't that a lot? Like, with nobody studios, I mean, it's kind of unheard of. When you're trying to build with 100 companies, most start with like 1, 2, or 3, or 5, but 100, come on.
Yeah, no, it's a bit of a, what we call a big, hairy, ambitious goal, right? Mm-hmm. A BHAG, as many people sort of say. And one of the reasons I like to have that is so many people, when they hear 100 companies in 5 years, mm-hmm. half the room gets up and says, that's crazy, and leave. And then the other half says, this is the kind of crazy thing I like to be part of. You know, and you know, I think just the pace of innovation that's happening, startups rise and are disrupted like literally in a matter of years. You know, you think about new technologies like ChatGPT and how they're literally changing the landscape of technology overnight.
Right.
So companies that were a marketing agency literally 6 months ago had loads of staff, trying to create content was a struggle.
Right.
And now they've got this tool that can help them be more efficient literally overnight.
Correct.
So our belief is just that companies are going to, that rate of innovation is going to be faster. It's going to be more fierce, if you will.
Right.
So you're going to have to build companies fast, build them cheap, build them quickly. And then our plan is obviously to exit them as quickly as possible too as well. So that's why we're doing 100, because it's never been done before.
I know. It's unheard of, like having 100 companies in 5 years.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about, you know, generationals, like 2 decades, 3 decades. We're talking about 5 years.
Yeah, no, it's been fascinating, you know. And the thing is, we're not trying to do 20 companies for 5 years. Mm-hmm. When we first started the studio 2 years ago, our goal was to do 3 companies.
Okay.
And then last year we were planning to do 5, but mm-hmm. we ended up doing 7. And then this year we're going to do 10. So we're sort of scaling exponentially. We're building the systems.
Right.
And next year we'll do 30 companies. The year after that we'll do 45. And honestly, 45. Can we get to year 6 if we're not doing like 60 or 70 companies a year? So yeah, don't even ask us what we'll be doing in 6 years, because it's getting pretty, pretty bold.
I mean, I've worked on building my own companies. I have 7, but I built that in like 12 years.
Yeah.
and just when I was approached via email initially with regard to nobody, when I researched, I saw 100 companies. That was a glaring thing for me. That was the first thing I saw, and it's like it's the latter for me, meaning it's like, whoa, okay, this is crazy, I want in.
Yeah, we're happy to have you. Well, you know,
and I asked, who are these crazy guys? I want to know more about them. So I started researching about it on YouTube and also on Google. So that's how I found it. So why is it called Nobody Studios?
Yeah, well, you know, there's a famous story about when Michael Jackson was recording Feed the World.
Mm-hmm.
He invited all these amazing, really talented people to come and work on that song with him. And the one thing that he did when people arrived is he put a sign that said, no egos, leave your ego at the door.
Right, yeah.
You know, and the people who are part of Nobody Studios, we've got the former CEO of Coca-Cola. We've got senior executives and companies like American Airlines, mm-hmm. Google, Stripe, like fantastically successful individuals who've built and grown businesses and exited them for billions of dollars.
Yeah.
But, you know, just like I've never met an entrepreneur who's only had one idea. As you said, you've 7 companies, right? So how can you create a place where very bright people can come together to work with like the best in the industry and create more, right? And that's sort of the fascination. And really, everyone spends so much of their life trying to become a somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But what actually makes great businesses is parking your ego at the door, working with great people. And that's really what Nobody Studios came from, is that ability to spend your whole, you know, be nobody and achieve a lot more.
Yeah. You mentioned something about the venture studio, but I know what a venture capital firm is, but a venture studio, what does that exactly mean? Can you tell more about that
one? Yeah, so when most people hear venture, they think of venture capital, you know, guys wearing like puff jackets and walking around San Francisco and, you know, talking about they're going to invest in the next Uber. But venture studios is a very fast emerging asset class. It's grown 625% in the last 5 years. It's that a little part of the ecosystem that is actually before real significant capital.
Mm-hmm.
So we aren't a VC. but we raise our own capital. So we've raised over $4 million ourselves from private investment and crowd investors, so we can fund our own ideas.
Okay.
We're not an incubator, but we have lots of our own ideas that we want to build, and we're not an accelerator like Y Combinator, where people join and they get a branding. So we're literally co-founders of all these businesses with people who come through our door, either ideas we have ourselves, companies that are early stage and want to work with us. So it's really venture capital plus an accelerator plus an incubator plus a startup all rolled into one. And super fun, like building all these different companies in broad domains.
Yeah, but you mentioned a lot of companies that are there and the types of it. What are the types of companies that you work with right now?
Yeah, so we sort of call ourselves an equal opportunity innovator.
Equal opportunity innovators.
Right, so we're not just doing like social media products,
or digital,
right?
Or
exactly. So we have business to consumer companies. We have business to business companies. Areas that are really interesting to us are health and wellness is huge. Travel and tourism. So we've got companies in health and wellness is huge. Some ones that are quite interesting is Webdelics. It's like the WebMD for psychedelics.
Oh,
it's
wow.
a huge area that's been sort of coming into the mainstream as alternative options there. We have a company called Prehab. If anyone's ever ended up in rehab, it only has a 2% success rate.
Yeah.
It's really ineffective. So why wouldn't you build a product that people never end up in rehab? So using biometric data to recognize people's mental health as well as their physical health, and helping them correct earlier. And we're also working with Dr. Gina Poe. So she's one of the leading sleep and dreams researchers on the planet. She used to run the sleep lab at Harvard and at UCLA, which is where she currently is at. And she has spent 20 years studying people sleeping and their dreams.
Yeah.
She's never built a digital product. So she's a great example of someone who comes into our studio, and we're building a product with her for a predictive sleep analytic at the moment. So super fun.
I just a segue to it. One of my favorite books is Why We Sleep.
Yeah, of course. Right.
And that book, I became addicted to like sleep. It's like sleep is like something we do every day, right? Like a third of our lives. But it's something when I read that book, it's like it's something I was keen on always thinking about, like the hours of sleep that I'm
working
on. But we can talk about that later on. But how do you get these new ideas for companies to like create? Because you've mentioned a lot of things. It's like boom, boom, here, there. It's not random, but it's so way out of each other.
Yeah, well, one of the things about having a really diverse team is you have a really diverse set of ideas, right? And our investors, our funders, our entrepreneurs have very diverse backgrounds.
Right.
And what's most interesting about that is you sort of get this lovely sort of cocktail, if you will, like different people from different industries thinking about ideas, but you can stitch them all together.
Yeah.
So one of our other companies is a Web3 loyalty platform. Okay. It's called Punch Cards. And this is a really great example about loyalty is a really unsolved area. If you're McDonald's and you want to do a collaboration with Chase Credit Card for you to go, you're a basketball fan, right? Who's
absolutely.
Your team?
Washington Wizards, unfortunately.
Okay, all right. Not that anyone would want, well, if somebody wanted to go and see the Wizards play in downtown Washington, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, what would love to happen is like a credit card, like Capital One, who's sponsor there, right?
Yeah.
They would love to do a deal where you buy your ticket to the game, you get a 5% discount because you use your Capital One credit card. You can go to McDonald's and get 10% off your meal. Like, they'd love to create those experiences.
Yeah, that's why I see, like, when Wizards score 115 points, they get, like, $2 for a Big Mac.
Right, so these are really hard deals to orchestrate because they all have different platforms.
Right.
But if you could create one place where they can all sort of create a marketplace to share their loyalty points on.
Loyalty points, good deals and stuff.
Right, and, you know, we're very lucky because some of our investors are former CEO of Coca-Cola, the head of American Airlines. Like, these people who, like, you want to fly to go watch the Wizards play, suddenly, right, they have the network to bring these people together and create products that are better than their whole. And it's a really unfair advantage and something we're pretty excited about.
Okay. So why do founders want, like, to join the studio as opposed to just, I could just build my own.
Yeah. Well, I think Dr. Gina Poe's a great example, right? Like, she's the best, top five in the world about sleep and dreams. She's pretty busy doing that.
Yeah.
But sure. Building a technology product was never really on her radar.
Okay.
So why can't she be a co-founder of a business and we put a team together to go and maximize the opportunity there?
Right.
You've got 7 businesses. Would you like to do an 8th? I bet you would, right? You've Absolutely. Got ideas to do it.
Absolutely. Like I have pots to water. And I think I have somewhere a few pots left that I can water on my own too.
You know, yeah, and like you know, we've only so much hours in the day. We've only much things we can put our time and energy mm-hmm. into, mm-hmm. right? So that's a great example where entrepreneurs are doing a lot of things,
right.
where you can contribute to that company. You could be the seed to it. You could bring your network, your influence to right. it. But we put a team around the rest of it and drive the business forward. So it really gives lots of people this sort of idea of doing multiple things in parallel. Which I think is really the future of entrepreneurship. I don't really see anybody sort of, well, people will still have one job that they do and they go in from 9 to 5. But I think the truly entrepreneurial folks will always be doing, turning side hustles into businesses, mm-hmm. creating multiple revenue streams, bringing their networks and turning it into equity.
Right.
So that's what the studio is designed for, is to create that opportunity to play.
Okay. So you mentioned also about crowdfunding and stuff, but what's the difference between crowdfunding and equity crowdfunding?
Yeah,
because so, there's something different for me.
Yeah,
well.
No, it's massively different, right? Like, but this is like the future of finance. So, in the very earliest days, if you were an entrepreneur and you needed money for your business, mm-hmm. you had to go to the bank. And you'd walk in there and there's a stiff banker sitting behind a chair and you'd say, hi, I'm starting a social media company.
Yeah.
Can I have like $10,000
yeah,
to do that?
With, yeah.
And they'd just look at you and go, what? Mm-hmm. I don't understand your bit. So you wouldn't get it.
Yeah.
Then venture capital started because entrepreneurs started exiting their businesses, right? And they had this excess capital.
Yeah.
So they were like, well, why don't we take our money and put it into entrepreneurs because we understand what an entrepreneur mm-hmm. is. And that's actually how venture capital started.
Right.
But it's also a very small, as we were joking earlier, world, right? It's like primarily a bunch of white dudes hanging around San Francisco funding other white dudes, right? That's not what we want, you know? So then we started to innovate funding where the idea of getting the crowd involved to fund something.
Okay.
And people are probably most familiar with crowdfunding through sites that you could actually like your friend is running a Kickstarter, right? But you're buying a product.
Yeah.
At Kickstarter, I had maybe a Pebble watch that I liked. So I could pay $50 and that would fund Pebble to build that watch.
Yeah.
I'd get the watch, but I own nothing of Pebble.
Nope.
Nothing of the business.
Yeah.
Right? So equity crowdfunding is this idea that you're actually owning a piece of the business.
Right.
And you benefit from the success of that business,
right?
Which is
on
a big
the early
shift.
Stages.
The earliest stages, right? So, for most people, it's actually impossible to buy early stage companies. If you work in the U.S., for example, you have to be an accredited investor. That means making over $300,000 a year for 3 years.
Okay. Yeah.
So you have to be a millionaire, in essence, right? So, most people on the street could never have bought Google before it was Google or Uber before it was Uber.
Okay, so every time someone says like, oh, he bought early on when Google was starting, or he bought early on when like Uber was starting. So you have to have some sort of equity at that level able to purchase.
First of all, you have to be a millionaire. Secondly, you have to know where these companies are and how you can even get involved in the mm-hmm. opportunity to mm-hmm. buy them. So it's actually really, really hard. It's at like less than 1% of the population can play. So with equity crowdfunding and Nobody Studios in particular, mm-hmm. you can invest in our studio and own a piece of every one of these 100 companies that we create. So if one of them turns into a Google, happy days for you, right?
Yeah.
But all you have to do is buy into the studio. The studio is a factory.
Right.
We're a startup factory.
Okay.
So you own a piece of the factory and every product we create, which are startups.
Okay.
So that's a huge opportunity for, it doesn't matter if you're a bus driver, if you're a nurse, a doctor, for as little as $100, you can actually own a piece of our studio.
Like just the amount of just $100, it's like crazy and insane to think about when you're just starting, because usually you would say, oh, you need at least $10,000 to begin doing something like that. Now with $100, like you can.
Yeah, and you can become a venture investor.
Uh-huh.
You can buy yourself one of those nice jackets and walk around downtown Manila and pretend that you're like a VC, venture investor. You might even get one of these amazing Nobody Studio shirts, right? With, look at that. Venture investor. So, you know, right. These are the things that are happening.
So the real question here now is, how do you make money? It's like what's the business model like?
Yeah, so what we do is we take companies on from their earliest mm-hmm. stages. So typically we put in $250,000 over 12 months mm-hmm. to fund that company. So that's okay. everything for funding the team, its marketing budget, software development. And that's like a our little investment in right. that idea. And as that idea starts to grow, then when we're really confident that it's a great business, we go and get external capital. So okay. a traditional venture capital firm might invest in a yeah. Series A round for it. But what we're actually trying to do from our business is sell them quickly. Just like the ChatGPT example we right. said, where as soon as your business is on the up and then it's disrupted, you sort of want to catch the wave, surf it at the very beginning right. and jump off before it crashes. Yeah. So our goal is literally building these companies for about $250,000, selling them from an early to mid-stage exits, which could be anything from $25 to $100 million, and then just do that again and again and again and again and again wow. and again and again. So every time we sell a company, whatever percentage we own, uh-huh. so if we sold a company for $90 million in yeah. Series B, the studio would generally own, you know, portion of that, maybe say 30, 40%, mm-hmm. like $30 million. And then what we do is we take 30% of that and put it back into the studio's fund to keep building.
Yeah.
And then we distribute the other 70% to okay. our stakeholders.
So that snowballs it.
Literally. So if you made like an $1,000 investment in Nobody Studios and we had a $90 million exit, you'd get about $450 back.
Right. Okay.
So every time we sell one of the 100 companies, you get a check in the post.
Right. Okay. So speaking about that, if you invest, when do you see an actual return?
So we're in the early stages of building the business, mm-hmm. right? We expect it's probably about 18 months to 2 years before mm-hmm. we'll sell the first company.
Yeah.
But the thing that's really exciting is we've got 14 companies in production right now, four in market. That's right now. So in 18 months' time, you could be looking at like 18, you know, you're looking at 4 to 5 different companies start to be sold. As we keep stacking up the amount of companies that we're building,
yeah.
imagine the year that we launched 60 companies in 1 year.
Yeah.
And you could think 2-3 years after that, half of those might be sold. So hopefully, what I plan to make sure happens is that, you know, people who invest now could be looking at getting 40, 50 checks a year in about 5 or 6 years' time. Yeah, it's wild. But that's the exciting thing about building early stage companies.
So how can you get involved with Nobody if you wanted to? Like, if someone saw it online, like right now, someone's probably watching this and thinking, okay, that's very interesting, 100 companies in 5 years. Okay, how do they jump in? How do they get involved?
Yeah, they literally just have to go to republic.com/nobodystudios.
republic.com/nobodystudios. Okay, we'll put it on the screen and on the caption as well, right?
Yeah, and from there, literally make an investment. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. You don't have to be from the U.S., but it is a U.S.-based mm-hmm. platform.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say go check it out.
Yeah.
From $100, you can play right up to, $50,000, whatever you prefer.
Right. Tell me about, like, some of the significant, like, people in Nobody, like, on top of your head.
Yeah, so, like, our...
Besides you.
I've been very lucky, right? Like, the last company I had, we sold for, like, $170 million to Atlassian. They're, like, one of the largest software platforms in the world. My last company had $9 billion exit. So that's just me. But like our chief nobody, they're crazy. But our chief nobody has done 14 different startups. He's ex special forces. His first company that he started was in the late like sort of 99 mm-hmm. and ended mm-hmm. it just sort of .com.
Yeah.
He took it straight all the way to IPO when it IPO'd for about $5 billion, and this is like in 99. Mm-hmm. So
billions is big.
Yeah, these people are like we're just very lucky. You know, when you're on republic.com, you can see a lot of the whole group of the people involved. Yeah. Like I said, we've executives from...
I'm looking at the website. You can see all the names that are in there.
Right? Yeah, and just like executives from Google, Stripe, Facebook, former head of Facebook Gaming, Phil Ranta, is one of our first investors.
Wow.
So these are just people who have a big pedigree. Like I said, we leave our egos at the door.
Yeah.
But we're trying to build companies at this velocity, and hopefully everybody can be part of it.
There's so many companies that are already with Nobody Studios. Like, I'm looking at them, and like, they're very interesting. And a lot of them also I've seen that are in the health and wellness business.
Yeah, it's a huge part for us, yeah.
Because that's a huge, huge market right now.
Well, it's exploding, right? And I think, you know, you were talking a little bit about your passion for performance and marketing and books.
Yeah.
And I think the pandemic only accelerated people's awareness of mental health.
I was
going to
give that as an example. Like, I've worked with so many influencers that have started their own companies when it comes to health and wellness and beauty.
Yeah.
Include that as well. Like, making others feel good about themselves and look good the same time inside and outside.
Yeah.
And it's a huge, huge business.
Yeah, no, it is, you know, but other pandemic businesses we started, Ovations, which is an on-demand events platform. Mm-hmm. So the founder of that is Ray Leonard Jr. It's Sugar Ray Leonard's son, the six-time boxing champion.
Right. Sugar Ray Leonard.
So, you know, Ray was basically booked over $1 million in booking to do speaking just in 2020 as the pandemic kicked off.
And right.
It just got wiped away. So we decided to create a virtual business where you could just book these amazing talent for like 10, 5, 20 minutes to jump into your Zoom meetings and make them like really exciting for like a fraction of a cost. So why not have Magic Johnson, you know, jump in and talk to you about leadership for 10 minutes, you know, for a fraction of the cost it would take to fly him to an event and do it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, that platform is like really taking off. We've some of the most amazing talent in the world who will speak on it. You can like it's so funny. Ray grew up with was like Floyd Mayweather is like one of his best friends. Mm-hmm. Mike Tyson, all these amazing people are just his buddies from growing up. And
yeah.
So just having those people as well as emerging talent on Ovations has been fantastic.
It's crazy. I've seen her. What is Toki?
So Toki is like this person.
Yeah, yeah.
Toki.
Who's Toki?
Toki's like a really inspiration. So when we were starting the business, you know, we were trying to think of an emblem or a logo that would sort of best represent, you know, and if you can see, obviously, my
light bulb,
the amazing definition of my guns, if you can just get past that.
Yeah.
But the light bulb is to represent this, like ideas, right? Like we're in the business of ideas.
Ideas.
You know, but it's also people's face, right?
And yeah.
The messiness of sort of working through innovation and coming up with ideas.
Uh-huh.
As well as like there's a dollar sign in there, you know, like we're in the business of creating wealth for people. And that's sort of all of these little drawn together. But our chief nobody's son drew this.
Okay.
He sketched it out one day when he was listening to us talk about the company.
Okay.
And it became Toki. So that's our emblem.
So it says here, question, ideas, people, and resources. And you combine all of them. Because when you have questions, you have ideas. When you have people, they are your resources. It just makes sense.
Yeah, that's
right?
it.
Right?
Bring it all together. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And to create wealth, ultimately, and impact the world. Right.
So when you join Nobody, there is a chance that you will meet other nobodies as well, right? And share ideas as well with them. So it's like expanding your network exponentially, like really, really fast, huh?
Yeah, and like we have investors in 30 different countries, all over the world. I live here in Manila. We have people in Singapore, Hong Kong, Israel, London. Like you name it, we pretty much have people there.
Wow.
And I just think of it as like the greatest mastermind you could ever be part of.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure maybe as an entrepreneur, you've probably taken part in masterminds and your network and the people around you have a huge impact on your success.
Yeah.
That's what Nobody is.
It's crazy. You have all these different cultures that, you know, bring everyone together then.
Right? Yeah.
It's not just, you know, one company who has a vision, stuff like that. Now you have people and best practices over the other countries that are sharing their best practices with each other.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And like we fully believe we might build companies in the Philippines and sell them in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. They don't have to go to the US.
Okay. So it's possible that you build a company also in the Philippines and sell it in another country.
Yeah,
well,
one of our companies called Parentipity, which is an online creator community for parents.
Parents.
Yeah, parents giving tips.
Sounds good. I like brands.
Yeah, well, the whole development team here is based in the Philippines.
Okay.
A lot of our social media team is based in Cebu.
Uh-huh.
So we literally have people like all over the planet. And there's no reason that we won't build companies in local markets and exit them in local markets, if that makes sense. If we can scale them all over the world, we'll do that. But it's not a prerequisite that they have to be U.S. businesses. Nothing to do with that at all.
Okay. Parentipity, what other companies are possibly here in the Philippines that you think could be become big as well?
Well, we'll see a few more in the pipeline that we're starting to build. Actually, two of our largest investors are based here in the Philippines. They have really interesting backgrounds in retail. I can't divulge who they are because they're people that would prefer not to be. But so I would just encourage you, like, go to nobistudios.com. Yeah. Keep an eye on what we're doing. If you've got ideas, we welcome submissions from people all over the world.
I have so many ideas, but you know, I could share, like, on my podcast, on my YouTube channel, I could share so many ideas with everyone, and everyone could grab it. It's just that the end thing is that if you can't execute it properly, ideas are worth shit.
Damn right. That's what it's all about.
Shit. Like, I could tell you now an idea to, you know, to fix the problems in your backyard, like the dirt in your backyard. I have an idea for that. But then if you don't know how to execute it, then...
Absolutely. Yeah, and like, right? This is the power of a studio, right? Because all the capabilities that you need to be a great entrepreneur are provided by the studio. And you also have co-founders like myself and others who've done multiple businesses, lots of success, that can help you be more successful as a result.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I've seen like the culture pillars that guide the work and drive the decisions of every day. It says here capital and time efficiency. Tell me more about that one.
Yeah, so our process for building products we call Frugressive. Yeah. Which is a mixture of being frugal and aggressive, because we actually think being frugal and aggressive actually creates more creativity. So frugal means being time and capital efficient.
Right.
We build companies for $250,000. People pay for a pitch deck of that cost in San Francisco, right? It's crazy, right? So we're building companies really cheap, really fast. And that's what the aggressiveness is, right? 100 companies in 5 years, getting companies into market in months as quickly as possible. So we operate at speed and at scale, which is aggressive. But also our constraints are like really tough. So when we're ideating ideas, we might spend $1,000 on it. Mm-hmm. We do a concept, we'll spend $10,000. And try to bring it to market, we might spend $50,000.
Right.
And a lot of this is like a stage approach to really pressure test these ideas and see if they're worth keeping investing in. And that's sort of part of the fun of what we're doing and something I think is very unique to us.
Okay. And there's also other things that drive the culture is people first paradigm, power of the crowd, transparency to our core. So transparency means here that sharing raw insights, decisions, and results inside out. So, I mean, transparency is a huge issue for a lot of people who invest, right? So being transparent is really important when you're investing in something, right? So nothing is hidden underneath or what have you, right?
Yeah, well, like the fun thing about Nobody Studios is I'd say every week we probably have about 6 live streams to go out. Mm-hmm. Min and Kiara, who run our Idea Lab, run a show every Tuesday where they talk about ideas that have been submitted to the company.
Right.
Sachel, our chief culture officer, either interviews somebody from the studio or one of the founders. I think I probably do about 3 shows a week where I'm sitting down with founders of our companies.
What's the name of your podcast?
Oh, we've got so many. Well, Nobody Studios one is just, if you just look at Nobody Crowd, check that out on all your favorite platforms. And obviously there. You can follow us on YouTube, Nobody Crowd.